Welcome to your five for the day. Tsar Nicholas I of Russia, who was the Emperor of Russia from 1825 until 1855, had a good friend who asked him to provide a job for his son. The Tsar did this by appointing the son as paymaster for a barracks in the Russian army. However, it turned out that the son was morally weak and soon gambled away nearly all the money entrusted to him. When the word came that the auditors were going to examine his records, the young man despaired, knowing that he was certain to be found out. He calculated the amount he owed, and the total came to a huge debt, far greater than he could ever pay. He determined that the night before the auditors arrived, he would take his gun and commit suicide at midnight. Before going to bed, he wrote out a full confession, listing all he had stolen, writing underneath it these words, "A great debt, who can pay?" Then he fell asleep, weary from his exertions. Late that night, the Tsar himself paid a surprise visit to the barracks, as was his occasional custom. Seeing a light on, he peered into the room and found the young man asleep, with a letter of confession next to him. He read the letter and instantly understood what had happened. He paused for a moment, considering what punishment to impose. Then he bent over, wrote one word on the paper, and left. Eventually, the young man woke up, realizing he had slept past midnight. Taking his gun, he prepared to kill himself when he noticed that someone had written something on the ledger. Under his words, "A great debt, who can pay?" he saw one word, "Nicholas." He was dumbfounded and then terrified when he realized that the Tsar knew what he had done. Checking his records, he found that the signature was genuine. Finally, the thought settled in his mind that the Tsar knew the whole story and was willing to pay the debt himself. Resting on the words of his commander-in-chief, he fell asleep. In the morning, a messenger came from the palace with the exact amount the young man owed. Only the Tsar could pay, and the Tsar did pay. When Jesus died on the cross, he paid for our sins in the sense that he took our sins upon himself and died with them. He took our place and made a legal payment according to the law. We incur a legal debt to God when we sin because sin is breaking the law of God. So notice that it is the law that we break. Laws like the Ten Commandments and, quite naturally, laws have punishments. Laws are legal requirements and have boundaries. Therefore, we sin by breaking God's law when we lie, steal, or whatever. When we sin, we incur a legal debt to God, and we deserve to be punished. But Jesus, who is God in the flesh, took our sins upon himself and bore them in his body on the cross. Since the wages of sin is death, and Jesus died on the cross and paid our penalty, then that is how he paid for our sins and provided for our forgiveness. What is true forgiveness? Is it true forgiveness to ask for a payment from someone you have forgiven? No, because in true forgiveness, who is left to pay? It would be you. Who is my sin against? You. Who forgave? You did. Who paid? You did. When we sin, who do we sin against? We sin against God. Who forgives? God forgives. Who pays? God pays. So we can say that Jesus paid for our sins in a legal sense. All who trust in Christ by faith will be saved from God the Father's righteous judgment. All we need to do is trust in what Christ has done on the cross and be justified, made legally righteous before God by faith alone, in Christ alone. I hear the Saviour say, "Thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray, find in me thine all in all." Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.